Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, and welcome to this holiday special of Rusty Quill Gaming. I'm Sasha Sienna, and with me are Ben Meredith.
Hello, I'm Ben. You've heard my voice before. You know what my deal is. Thanks.
Lydia Nicholas.
Hello! You've probably heard my voice before as well. If you know what my deal is, please write in on a postcard because I am not sure.
And Maddie Searle.
Hello, I'm Maddie. You probably know me as the editor / vice admiral Fun from Stellar Firma, or possibly as the half dark elf necromancer from Realms of Peril and Glory, Isadora Ravenwood. So yeah, that's me.
Cool. And you probably know me from Various Misk. You may have heard me guesting on this very feed before. So when I am not making a mess of your wonderful Rusty Quill Gaming podcast.
No, not a mess. A wonderful festive chaos.
Well, when I'm not bringing very valid festive chaos to your Rusty Quill Gaming feed, I design and write role-playing games. And one of the role-playing games that I have designed and written, I did in collaboration with Grant Howitt, and it is called Himbo Treasure Hunt. And that is what we are going to be playing today. So in Himbo Treasure Hunt, you will play a muscular, attractive, lovely, and differently intelligent muscle folk who are trying to save their gym.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to do is we're going to do character creation in recording because it's very, very simple. And I will be explaining the game as we go along. But the thrust of it is, there are some very evil and very capitalist developers in town who would like to turn your beloved local gym into luxury flats.
No!
There is but one way to save the gym, and that's to go on a fun treasure hunt!
Yay! I like the idea that we're not like reskinning this for holidays at all. It's the exact same game as the like non-holiday themed one, but we're just all wearing the little paper crowns from the from Crackers, and it's never mentioned. I mean, apart from now.
Oh, do you know what? I think I might modify it somehow so you get bonuses to your role if you work in that you're wearing a Christmas jumper.
Okay, cool.
I feel like that sounds fun.
I'm sure that maybe other Christmas things will occur, but my character canonically is wearing a paper crown, and I will not ever mention it again.
Noted. So we're not wildly reskinning the game, but this all will be taking place on Christmas Eve.
Nice.
So, shall we make some lovely muscle-bound characters?
Yes, please.
Let us.
So, in Himbo Treasure Hunt, you can play a himbo, a herbo, a thembo, whichever kind of bow you want to be. Gender is irrelevant, but you are always attractive, muscular, very kind-hearted, and differently intelligent.
I mean, yeah, you've got in there not academically inclined.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't want differently intelligent to be an innuendo for something mean, but they're just, yeah, not necessarily into the big words
yeah.
and the big maths. That's not what everyone needs to do.
No, you have got a certain amount of energy and you've put yours into things that are not academic prowess. Or, said another way, the kind of intellectual skills that would usually be useful for, e.g., solving mysteries.
Cool. Yes, that.
Which is the key thing.
Yeah, that's important.
So what you're going to do is we're going to come up with a name, a bit of a description for your characters. You are going to rate your stats beef for being beefy, teeth for being charming. And now I'm saying that out loud after some time. I'm thinking that's actually a horrifying way to describe a skill for being charming. Oh, well, it's done now. And feet, which is kind of like how light on your feet you are, how dexterous you are. And then you will roll or pick a specialty. So these are things where this is the area of brohood, essentially, that you are really good at.
Mm. Cool.
Excellent.
I like that as a person myself so far from brohood that there are a few words on this that I struggle to understand, but that's cool.
I'll be honest, there are some here where I wrote them and I don't necessarily understand what, e.g., aerodynamic grooming is. It's
cool.
Largely up to interpretation.
It's a Michael Phelps style. You have like...
Yeah, I was going to say, it's that thing swimmers do.
Yes, that's exactly what I had in mind
when
I put it down.
Shave everywhere except for a thin fin that runs down of hair that runs from your forehead all the way down the back of your body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they do, swimmers.
Right, so would anybody particularly like to start...
I have a name in mind based on a great himbo of our times. I would like to be called Topher Harmsworth.
Nice.
My pronouns will be he, they. And I think Topher's, because I recently started doing ballet again after about 15 years, I would like Topher to be a ballet dancer.
Nice.
So yeah, but like extremely lithe, not the kind of a bodybuilder muscular, but just the extremely limber and flexible muscular.
Cool. I'm guessing then when we're doing the stats, you've got beef, teeth and feet. You get to assign them 2, 3 and 4. I'm guessing that you would put feet then as 4 because you're so light-footed.
Yes. And I think I'd go teeth 3 and beef 2.
Okay. Lovely. So, Ben or Lydia, do you have a name in mind for your expo?
I'm quite taken by Hank Grunk.
Nice.
Hank Grunk. Yeah. Pronouns are he and what's the other one? Him. And I quite like, rather than rolling, if it would be okay to take... It says you can do either. I would quite like to take protein optimization.
Absolutely.
And I'm just thinking of all the people I knew in school that would refuse to admit that they had any knowledge of maths, but then would play like championship manager and know the stats like of every sport and every team and juggle the numbers to do fantasy football at such a level of complexity that they're constantly... That gif of the woman looking around and there's like numbers in front of them. But like would not apply that to anything other than sport.
So Hank Grunk is a mathematical genius as long as any problem is delivered to him.
So long as it is to do with sport. Yeah, it was such a thing. Didn't you know people like that? That would be like, these are the batting averages of this and that and this. And it's just like, could you just divide 4 by 2? And they're like, I refuse.
Yeah.
This is where Hank Grunk is. It's where Hank Grunk lives.
Nice. Would you like to assign 2, 3 and 4 to beef, teeth and feet?
Big old beef, mediocre teeth and little to no feet.
Okay.
The shoe size is out of proportion to the rest of Hank's body.
Oh, yeah, I actually quite like
just
that.
Just tiny wee feet,
He's not very dexterous or well-balanced because...
Very top-heavy.
...support his bulk.
Yeah. Just a huge inverted triangle of a man.
Massive pyramid of muscle.
You actually look like a Disney strong person.
Yeah. Like, there's Gaston vibes
Yeah.
Going on.
Excellent.
But like, there isn't enough going on behind the eyes for there to be as much viciousness.
Now, maybe a personal question, but are you all covered in hair?
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I can imagine that if any of the group were into aerodynamic grooming, it would be a source of endless frustration.
Yeah. And you're sort of like a really overloaded coal barge in your physique. Ready to sink at any point.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I'm just making references to the Gaston song.
So I recently, in May, started like trying to get strong. And yeah. I learned how much protein I have to eat. And I worked out and it's actually 17 eggs a day I would need to eat. If I was getting all my protein from eggs, it would be 17 eggs a day. And I just was like, oh my God, now I understand why Gaston was saying that. Like it sounds like... it was a wild exaggeration, but it actually wasn't at his size.
Yeah.
5 dozen eggs is just, that's very reasonable.
Right, Ben.
Yes.
Tell us about your character.
Byron Hamhouse.
Nice. These are excellent names, everybody.
They, them. And I think they are front of house at the gym.
Nice.
Because teeth specialist.
Cool.
So I'm going to go, God, what a terrible thing to say. If you're not a dentist. I mean, if you're an orthodontist, then perfectly reasonable.
If you're a dentist,
reasonable.
It's one thing. But also, I am a little bit suspicious of people who willingly choose to be dentists.
I think also, if you walked into your dentist's office and they said, don't worry, I'm a teeth specialist, you're like, great.
Like, now we're more worried.
Yeah, I expected you to be. I just don't like you told me that was the case. So I'm going to go, teeth 4, beef 3. Feet 2.
Lovely.
Cool. We can knock each other down like dominoes constantly.
Yeah.
And I just walk over your prostrate bodies.
Yeah. Pirouetting around us like a bridge.
So Hank has a specialty, protein optimization. Maddie and Ben, would you like to pick your specialty or would you like to roll for it?
Oh, I'm into the dice, baby. That's a... Oh, is that a 6 or a 9? Damn you, dice! It was a 6. Oh, Fit Talk tutorials, which I think makes sense.
That makes total sense with you being the teeth specialist.
Yeah.
Maddie, would you like to roll for it or would you like to choose? You can always roll and then if you don't like it, just be like, nah.
Yeah, I think I'll be indecisive and roll and then see if I like it or not. Yeah. That's a 2. Bro science. I'm poor Topher. I don't think he'd be very scientific. he could be, but I don't think so. I'll just go for aerodynamic grooming.
Okay.
Nice.
I was kind of hoping that you would because we have established that Hank Grunk is covered in hair and the opposite of aerodynamic. All groomed.
Unless you could comb their arm hair. His arm hair? Sorry, yes, you were him. His arm hair to the point where it like extends down the arm so you kind of get rudimentary wings so you can sort of glide. Maybe if you tied your leg hair to your arm hair to create sort of a flying squirrel sort of effect.
Braid it to give it a kind of tensile strength.
I love this.
Yeah.
This is, yeah, we've got all sorts of opportunities open to us. Whether we will think of them.
Think? I don't understand.
Yeah. Only do. There is no consider.
Lovely. So before we get started, I will also ask you, 4, a favourite exercise type, 1 (1) personality trait, and if you all take a lovely look at your sheets, your worksheets, i.e. the game, you will see a list of tables of shops and or businesses. I will be asking you to roll or pick one of those shops and or businesses and inventing a friend who works there. Or other connection. Doesn't have to be a friend. Could be a lover, a spurned ex, a family member, etc.
I'm rolling for this. Key change locksmith.
I deeply enjoy this list of businesses.
Thank you.
They're absolute gold.
Definitely because I got 24/7 news and booze brackets closed on Sundays, which is...
I like the idea of the key change one. I'm not sure of what the relationship is, but whoever it is that I have a connection with there, they have like a spooky opera kind of vibe. And anytime they turn up in a scene, there's a... I'm not exactly sure what a key change is, but I think it sounds musical like that. So, yeah, that's
Yeah, maybe your character is just convinced they work in a music shop because they don't really get what a locksmith is. So they're like, that's yeah. a music
oh,
term, right?
I actually really like that. That's cute. Okay, Maddie, would you like to roll or pick?
I rolled a 20, so I got Stuff and Nonsense Taxidermist, which I just love.
That's an excellent name.
Okay, and I will be rolling a further 2 of our shops. So I'll do that while you all have a bit of a think about who you might know in these places. So roll number 1 for me is number 8. Stamps! Exclamation mark post office. And his, hers, and theirs unisex salon.
Oh, with the Zeds, yes.
With the Zeds.
Yeah. And I bet the Zeds are like little scissors in the logo.
Yes, that's exactly how they were in my head. Yes.
Yeah, excellent. On the same page.
Okay, so do you have any connections for me? Do you have any friends, lovers, family, misc, pets even?
I do. So the individual who works at the 24/7 News and Booze, closed on Sundays, is Matilda Eek, who is an erstwhile gym goer. So one of our not quite regulars, but she's in and out.
Okay.
And we've struck up a nice rapport.
Lovely.
The person who runs Key Change Locksmith is my cousin Dinny. And just I couldn't choose between Danny and Vinny, which both seems
nice, yeah,
equally
yeah.
appropriate. Vanny, I suppose, would have also been valid. But yeah, cousin Dinny is small in every way, every one of the ways that Hank Gronk is large. And has got a needling intelligence. Sees to the heart of things and pokes them. Slightly creepy. Dun dun!
Dun dun dun! Dun.
Every time he walks into a room.
So you go into the shop for like keys and advice. But like advice that you might not like.
Yeah! And I'm constantly losing my keys. So.
And the advice is usually, I don't know, put a name tag on them. Oh, come on.
Yeah, Denny's just constantly changing my locks.
I think the proprietor of Stuff and Nonsense Taxidermist is a lady called Arabella Wanderlust. And she is like one of those kind of artistic taxidermists that does these sort of dioramas and tableaus where one animal is like killing another animal and it's all very symbolic and it's all about the kind of cycle of life and they got weird names like death from above and stuff like that. And Topher just thinks all the animals are really cute. So he's a big fan of all these animals and just doesn't get the kind of sinister undertones at all.
Mm-hmm. Just like some of them that like the owl is just above the tiny mouse, which is running through the thing and is clearly about to be impaled. And he's like, all their friends.
Yeah, they're having a race.
Lovely.
Gonna give him a hug.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Sorry, I'm just rolling up the clues. Also, so we've got different clue types and I am rolling to see which clue type is hidden in each business. I'm kind of sad that we didn't roll 2 of my favourites, which were Haberdasher, I Hardly Know Her, Fabric Shop and Haberdashery, and the Pagliacci Foundation for Sad Clowns Charity Shop.
Aww.
Excellent.
Okay, and so before we head for our break, I will be asking all of you for your favourite exercise and one personality trait. You are allowed others, but I'm going to put these ones in my little notebook.
What's an example sort of personality trait you're looking for?
So you are all attractive, muscular, good-hearted and differently intelligent, but you might also be, for instance, really into beekeeping, or you might be okay. particularly selfish around lunchtime, you know, something like that.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to say that Hank Gronk has hangry tendencies.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense for Hank.
Hank hangers.
I think Byron, although having moved on to TikTok, is still very susceptible to doing it for the Vine.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, so many listeners are too young to even understand what that means.
Okay, so Vine was an ancient platform.
It's like, what if TikTok, but worse somehow?
Oh, I don't know.
Or better. Oh. Yeah, what if TikTok, but limited to 7 seconds? Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I hate it. It was 6 seconds and it was so much to have just looping and looping. I've only ever seen one No, okay, I've seen maybe three good vines in my life, and one of them is just a still of a dog.
There was good stuff there, Sasha. There was gold yeah. in them thar vines. Just needed yeah. to dig deeper.
Big proponent of limitations breeding creativity.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, my favourite is still I Am Poseidon, Lord of the Sea.
Yeah.
Which I can't say on this feed, but look it up.
I'm a big there's a sort of slightly rarer vine that I really enjoy where a guy finds a small possum and he's like, "Hey, Mr. Possum, are you lost?" And then he rolls like a Barbie car towards him. "Do you want a car?" That's like, it's so good.
That was the thing. That was the best vines would somehow manage to do the setup and then undercut your yeah. expectations within. Yeah, it was so good.
Yeah,
so good.
But enough about dead social platforms.
Yeah, yeah. On with the podcast.
Maddie, what is your one personality trait? Not your one personality trait, but Topher's.
I think Topher is quite neat and fastidious. I think everything Ooh. Has to be just so. And I've also got a favourite exercise. I think it's the jeté, where you kind of flick your leg out in a fancy way in ballet, as far as nice. I can remember from my ballet class last Thursday.
Okay, Lyd, do you have a favourite exercise? Or rather, does Hank have a favourite exercise?
Hank likes complicated machines where everything is like counterbalanced in complicated ways. Then you like pull.
Where the machine is like a huge hulking thing where you get in it and then you just like flex one wrist.
Yeah, you know.
And it's just that, like, it's
yeah,
just,
you pull down on a lever and then somehow like weights all around lift upwards and there's pulleys that are spinning and you have to like set them at very specific things to get the right ratios. He loves that. Loves it.
Okay.
He's always annoyed at the fact that everyone else sets them up wrong.
Ah, this fall under his incredible ability for optimization, but of weights.
Only in small thing. Narrow vision, deep knowledge.
Ben, what is Byron's favourite exercise?
Influencer yoga.
Nice.
What with positions like follow?
Yeah. Yes, we've got the like and the subscribe.
Oh, and the bell is a bit more rare, but is especially sought after.
Okay, so now that we have created our himbos, or our himbos and our thembo, and our small, teeny tiny suburban street, we will be taking a small break, and then we will return on the morning of Christmas Eve, in the game, not your morning of Christmas Eve, you who are listening to this. We'll be just returning in your feed soon. But for us, it will be Christmas Eve in our imaginations.
Well, yeah, in yeah. Fictionally.
It's October right now, but
for our characters, yeah. In fact.
So this was all yeah. gold. Absolutely nailed it. Brilliant.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And welcome back. So, are we ready to get started?
Yes.
I think so.
So, you are a bunch of muscular people who are good-natured and not academically inclined. You're going to be on a mission to save the local gym Big Sal's from being demolished and repurposed into some high-end apartments by the evil Cash Corp.
Ugh.
Lucky for you, you've heard tell of an ancient treasure buried under your high street way back in 1973.
No, no one was alive then.
You've got until 5 p.m. to find the hidden treasure and buy back the lease.
Yeah.
So, it is Christmas Eve. We join our himbos at 7 a.m. It is the final day before Cash Corp signs the contract that will hand over ownership of the entire high street to them. By the way, just to let everybody know, this high street is made up of six independent businesses that are all very left-wing and probably co-ops or something. They are all in their last day of trading before, at 5 p.m., the deal goes through.
Tragic.
Okay.
So, Topher Harmsworth, Hank Grunk, and Byron Hamhouse will have met in the gym at 7 a.m. Tell me, do you think that your characters have got a plan to try and stop this from happening already? Or are you going to be going to the gym all dejected, being like, oh, let's get one last workout in? What are your vibes on this Christmas Eve morning?
I think Topher will be pretty fired up and want to do something, but have absolutely no idea what the something they want to do is. So I think this is, I think from Topher's perspective, this is the planning meeting, which will immediately be followed by the plan being enacted.
Hank Grunk just needs to be at his machine at exactly 7:03, or the optimization of input of their LMNOP protein is not going to be ideal. So that takes precedence, really. It's a bit sad, isn't it? It's a bit sad. I don't know what voice... I think this is just how men talk, you know?
That is usually how I talk.
I'm just gonna put the Scottish dial just up a little bit for mine.
If you could just have something in your men voice that distinguishes you from when Ben is speaking, that would be really helpful.
It's really hard to tell us apart now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll try and change my man voice as well.
It's very hard. I don't know. Well, you know that I couldn't imitate your chocolate tones. You're like dulcet lullaby. Your smooth, easy listening voice is more gravelly.
And how's Byron feeling about it, Ben?
So Byron has tried to set up a sort of social media kind of grassroots campaign, and it's generated a lot of faves, but not a lot of action so far, unfortunately.
Oh, got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The change.org petition is not going well.
Ugh.
Does the link actually go to the right petition?
Has actually everybody been signing something completely differently?
Yeah, I feel like definitely, yes. I've sent them to a petition for like a local butterfly sanctuary that's also having the same problem. And that's going
to be great. The local butterfly sanctuary is like, wow, this is amazing.
Yeah,
People are really on board.
Yeah.
We've barely done anything. So, it is 7 a.m. There's a bare 3 minutes for Hank to get on his machine. You are all gathered outside the gym, and Big Sal will walk up. So Big Sal is the owner of the gym. She's basically like, if Danny DeVito was like a hench woman from Yorkshire, that is Big Sal.
Powerful.
Amazing.
So she'll come up, put her keys in, be like, oh, you're right, lads. Oh, dreadful news, isn't it?
It's absolutely shocking.
Yeah, it's actually 7:30, as in 7:30 seconds, and I've got to get in there.
I'm sorry, I just, nobody's clicking on my link. I don't know, I thought there'd be a bit more buzz around, yoga with Byron to save the Big Sal. I'm sorry.
Oh, don't beat yourself up, Byron. You did your best. And that warms me old heart. So Sal today usually would be wearing like an 80s-style tracksuit and a gold chain, but today is wearing a very bright red jumper with fuzzy Rudolph on top of it. And she'll kind of shuffle you all in. And then she'll say, she'll sit you all around and be like, now don't worry, Hank, this won't take a minute. I know you've got your 703,
only got 54 seconds.
I just wanted to give you all these, just to say thank you so much. I know you've all worked really hard to save the gym. And it's a dreadful shame that it hasn't worked and we'll probably never see each other again. But Merry Christmas.
Oh, I'm actually sad now.
And, are we moving away? Is that what's happening? I don't understand. Are we going to... can't we stay here anymore?
Oh, well, you know, Toph, obviously we're not going to immediately move away, but Cash Corp are building, you know, they're building high-end luxury flats. And as soon as that happens, you know, rent prices are going to rise. Another gym will open up, probably some sort of fancy one with a pool and a spa and clean showers.
Ugh.
I can't compete with that.
Awful. Awful.
She'll hand you all small Christmas presents and say, I'm sorry that they weren't more impressive, but... you know, times are tough right now. I've got to be saving every penny I can to set up elsewhere. And tell me, all what small but very personal item has Big Sal got for each of you for Christmas?
It's a new selfie stick.
Oh.
But, like, it's got Byron written on the back.
Oh.
Did she do that herself? Like, has been
engraved? In Sharpie.
Yeah. Or like, it's nice. Pen.
Yeah, it's like, it's nicely done. Very nice handwriting. Yeah. But yeah.
I think Topher's been given some monogrammed ballet shoes, but they're very clearly like hand monogrammed by someone who doesn't really know how to embroider very well, but it's just extremely thoughtful and he's absolutely delighted.
Oh, Big Sal's really crafty.
Yeah. I think for Hank Grunk, it will also be shoes, but like good gym shoes that are somehow in the size, because as we've established, Hank Grant has tiny, tiny feet and really struggles to get shoes that fit. He's got wide feet, but small, so that they're almost as wide as they are long.
Like square, almost.
Almost, yeah. But they've managed to be like handcrafted shoes that will fit.
I like the idea. Maybe she's just like taking regular shoes, chop them into thirds, and then taking the two ends and just stitch them back together.
And yeah, it's just like stitched together with thick thread. The same stuff that's used for the monogram. Oh, Sal, you shouldn't have. I mean, like, you shouldn't. Because I've got to go work out. But, thank you. They're lovely for my square feet.
Yeah, these are wonderful. Actually, I have something like I could get... here, have this. The sanctuary sent it over for some reason. And it's like a framed, like, beautiful butterfly with, like, thank you engraved on it. And I don't know why they sent it to me.
Oh, is your video, like, actually quite... unclear. It's like, we've really got to save this small business.
I managed to not actually mention that it was for
just
Big
like
Sal's gym.
A pillar of the local community. Yeah.
And everyone's like, I don't know why this.
A great day out for all the family.
Yes.
Oh. You can set up and have a picnic on the front lawn, because there's like a really scraggly kind of bit of wasteland in front of the gym. But I genuinely think it's a lovely place to hang out.
Oh, well, thank you, Byron. That's very, very sweet of you. Oh, I'll miss you all. I really will.
I'll miss you too.
I will burst into tears.
It's just such a shame.
If only there was... Sorry, what it is, I don't know what voice I'm doing, so I'm just mimicking whoever spoke last, and I think we're going to have to live with that.
I feel like that can be true of Hank.
Yeah.
He's just very, accents are very infectious to Hank.
It's such a shame. So if only we knew of some kind of way to get the things we need to stop whatever this is from happening. Which I'm still unclear on.
If it were just like the film The Goonies, which is my favourite film.
It is your favourite film, I know. You're wearing a Goonies Christmas t-shirt right now.
Yeah. And it's Chunk dressed as a Christmas elf, but it's like one of those really like upsetting Christmas jumpers where like the limbs are hanging off and the head's like this great big bobble. It's just getting in the way. And like the hat's brushing my chin because it's all overstuffed.
Are there like LED lights in there as well, maybe?
Absolutely. Nice. I've never actually watched The Goonies, but I think Chunk does a dance, right? And if you press his head, he does the dance that he does in the film, right?
Amazing! If it could be sound activated, so that whenever the sound, it just starts doing it, no matter how, as you start weeping.
Oh, I love it. Or rather, I will and would love it if that was something we could do in the edit.
Jingle, jingle, jingle.
Oh, it's just a shame that old Rusty's treasure is, of course, just a legend.
What? Say what?
Excuse me?
Oh, well, surely you've all heard the legend of old Rusty. He's who used to own this gym before me, way back in 1973.
What?
Legend has it that he was putting together a stash of treasure ready to overthrow Thatcher. But,
I want to live in the alternate timeline where he succeeded.
Was Thatcher just like
and
on the cabinet?
And he would have succeeded too if it weren't that his bones were reliant so much on calcium. which, being a school child, he no longer had access to. I've GM'd myself into a corner, but so old Rusty, the school-aged child.
such an entrepreneur.
Is that award for youngest business owner?
Never managed to fulfill his dream.
Called old, ironically.
It's like a Little John situation.
Yes, legend was that he'd hidden it somewhere along this very high street. And only the most dedicated and pure-hearted team could work together to find it.
Well, where will we find one of those?
I think Topher strikes an extremely strong and flexible arabesque in the middle of the street.
Oh my god, okay, so you're immediately a JoJo's character.
And he goes, wait a minute, aren't we all pure of heart? Aren't we all wanting to save the gym? Surely we can band together to do this.
You are.
Yeah, I've actually recalculated the percentages, and if I do a smaller workout, but in 45 minutes' time, it will have the same level of uptake optimization. So I've got some time to dedicate to this.
Yeah, well, with our three minds combined, surely we'll be able to do something.
I believe in us. I believe in us. And at this point, Topher like is wearing a Christmas jumper which has a scene from The Nutcracker on it, and he just like rips it open, and he's got like a vest underneath covered in snowflakes, and he's just like, yes, we could do this.
It's such an image.
I will I'll burst into spontaneous applause.
Yeah,
thank you.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we can do this.
Any clues to leave us with before I go off and do my workout, which is how this will conclude?
Well, before we hunt for any clues, we'll have a little cutscene. Unbeknownst by any of you, a woman in a very high-powered suit has walked into the gym, and you hear but the click of heels quickly walking outwards And you see her just exit very briefly outside on the street. She takes out her flip phone, which I have decided still exists in this world, in this time period. But she takes out her flip phone and she calls the Cash Corp regional director. Mark, I think we may have a wrinkle in our plans.
Dun, dun, dun!
And with that, we shall leave you, dear listeners, until we return, and then we can get on with the business of solving the mystery of old Rusty's treasure.
I've never been more invested in a group of people succeeding in my life.
I definitely same, completely.
Thank you, everybody, for joining me. So I've been Sasha Sienna, and we've had Ben Meredith and Lydia Nicholas and Maddie Searle, and see you next week.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license. Today's episode was directed by Alexander J. Newell and produced by Hannah Preisinger. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Patreon, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at The Rusty Quill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail at rustyquill.com. Join our community on the Discord or via Reddit at r/rustyquill. Thanks for listening.